This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. It is Friday. Bart's got short sleeves on. Feeling good about himself.
Yeah, misread the weather. Misread the weather report.
A little bit?
Yeah, just a tad. Got excited about how warm it was yesterday.
Right now.
I'm like, it's good yesterday.
Yeah, it was nice yesterday.
Yeah, I could have cut glass when I was walking down the street. I had to cover myself, like, excuse me, don't mind me.
Right, but still, you're just looking all swole, just acting like you're about to, like,
it's tight
take
shirt.
Care of some business. It's tight a little shirt. Tight. It's medium.
That Jersey Pima. Oh, they go, really? Y'all going to put the one shot on me? Cause
do like, it. Come on, flex for him. Well, you might as well.
What you want, man? What
just
you
want? A little flex. Oh, there it is.
Look, man, I'm ashy.
Not even tricep. It's like quadriceps. Bart is literally flexing for the camera at ESPN Plus. So now you pulled something. What are you, Aaron Judge?
Yeah. Discomfort. Discomfort.
That's it. So Bart's out.
General soreness.
General soreness.
Yeah. General soreness.
That's where he is.
Yeah, I won't be here next on Monday, Alan.
Salute, General.
It's too early in the week.
Stars and bars. Bart Scott. General Bart Scott. General soreness. 888, say ESPN. 888-729-3776.
Speaking of baseball,
well, how about we do Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. So the Mets win their home opener yesterday in New York. And, of course, it was in New York.
Fashion.
It was their home opener.
Walk-off fashion.
Is that what it was, though?
Walk-off.
Is that what it was?
Now the 1-2, Conforto takes. Strike three called. It got him in the arm. No, now they're going to send him to first base. He hit him with the pitch, and the ball game's over. Initially, I thought the home plate umpire signaled the pitch was a strike, but the home plate umpire initially signaled strike three. Then he said no one
right
hit him. Don Mattingly's out to argue. The Mets are celebrating a walk-off 3-2 win.
Walk-off. He's the hero.
A walk-off. He threw a strike and stuck his elbow into
dreamed.
It.
See that?
And
see
that's
that?
Not allowed.
See that? All right, that's the call. Marlins Radio 940 wins.
He's going to let the clip keep going, huh?
You see how? See what he said there, too? How he, you know. Kind of leaned into it. Is that really what happened?
Listen, Roger Dorn is real. You know what I'm saying? Conforto. This guy used to pitch you inside, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, why don't you go in there and lean into one for the guys? Listen, as bad as Conforto's been struggling at the plate, man, whatever he can do to get the win. You don't apologize for a win. And I understand, listen, everybody's going to be outraged because it's clear that he was in the strike zone. But, Alan, these things happen. And it takes events like this to provoke rule change, right? So, okay, the person who initially did it always gets away with it. It's the next person that attempts it that will feel the full brunt of the new rule that they'll put in the offseason. It is one out of 162. And for people to say that won or lost the game.
Why are you trying to downplay it?
Because I don't understand the outrage, especially by Yankee fans.
What do you mean by Yankee fans?
Playing. I just assumed that it was the Yankee fans.
No. The Yankee fans right now.
General soreness.
General soreness. They've got enough going on there. But no. This was, I guess, the drama to this is really more, to me, about home plate umpire Ron Culpa. Because if you see the replay, Culpa was about to ring him up. Now, there was only one out. So the game wouldn't have ended on the strikeout.
Right.
But it obviously would have put you two out. Now, and your guy.
Yeah, with the, I mean, we just stopped the polar bear.
Your guy, Pete Alonso.
Number 70!
It would have been 71.
He would have come to the plate. So you still had a chance. But it's the fact that Culpa is about to ring him up and then changes the call. And then after the game admits, made the wrong call. Admits it was the wrong call. And again, this is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. If you're Don Mattingly, it's like, okay, yeah, well, thanks for admitting that you got it wrong, but you still got it wrong, and we lose the game.
Happens all the time.
Oh,
Alan.
It does happen all the time? Does it really?
All the time.
Does it
well,
really?
I'm just saying in sports.
Tell Donnie Baseball. Tell Donnie Baseball, you know, that it happens all the time.
Well, we've seen a strike. That's what you end up seeing, a ball in the strike zone, strike. And the time before when he got hit early in the game and they felt like he turned into it and tried to get hit on that one early in the game. And then that one there makes a clear move to get hit, try to get hit. But for me, I guess the tough part is you can't really tell in the replay that if it hits him or not. And I guess the toughest part is it's just a strike. that kind of that simple. You would think all the replay we do that you could say that ball's a strike. I wonder what happens when they put the automated strike zone in and it breaks the paint plane and the guy does that. I wonder if it's a strike or not. That'd be a question for later, I guess.
Yeah. Now, that's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Be a professional. Yeah, that's sour grapes right there.
Think about it, though. What he's kind of suggesting is when you go with the automatic strike zone, which is something that baseball has kicked around.
So you're trying to get somebody fired. Like,
remember they tried it in the what league is that? The Independent League?
Yeah.
Where they had the umpires had – whether it was a buzzer or something, and it would tell them if it was a ball or strike, and then they would call it.
We have that technology in tennis, right?
And then they have the Cyclops in tennis, which anytime you need review, it just tells you. But I guess the point, what he's trying to say is what would happen, though, if a guy leans in. I think he brings up an interesting point, and it's not about the controversy here. He does throw shade to Conforto.
Yeah, so that's what he basically called him, Roger Dorn, and said he was struggling so bad at the plate that he's trying to fall into a pitch. And that's why he put the elbow protection in, because he was trying to get whatever he can get so that he's trying to bunt the ball with his elbow.
Yes. He was doing what he had to do to help his team. Bases were loaded. But I guess the point is this. It's like, I think – What Don Mattingly is pointing out is if they do end up moving towards an automatic strike zone,
right?
What happens if a player leans in? Is it still called a strike? Like, what if you're hit by a pitch, and is it still called a strike? Now, there's a rule that does state that a batter is entitled to first base when he's hit by a pitch, unless, and this is Rule 5.05B2, for technicality purposes, the ball is in the strike zone when it touches the batter. All right. Unless, so it's not, you're not entitled to first base if the ball is in the strike zone, which it appeared to be.
Right.
Also, you're not entitled if the batter makes no attempt to avoid being touched, or if the ball is in a strike zone when it touches the batter, it shall be called the strike, whether or not the batter tries to avoid the ball. If the ball is outside the strike zone when it touches the batter, it shall be called the ball if he makes no attempt to avoid being touched. So I guess what they're basically saying is, Conforto was in the strike zone when he was hit,
and therefore
it's a strike.
I get it.
And Culpa, after the game, to pool reporters, said the guy was hit by the pitch in the strike zone. I should have called him out.
Looks a little bit high to me anyway. It's above waist high.
Now,
how tall is Conforto? 6'12"?
He's definitely not 6'12".
Looks
now,
a bit
Conforto,
high to me.
After the game, had this to say.
Well, obviously not the way that I wanted to win the ball game. I wanted to go up there and put the ball in play and, you know, drive a ball somewhere.
It's not hard.
From my point of view,
it's under the armpit.
You know, it was a slider. Felt like it was coming back to me. And I just, you know, I turned. There may have been a little lift to my elbow just out of habit, out of reaction.
I might have made a little lift in my elbow. Does he admit there that he also did try to make contact with the ball?
You have to ask yourself, whenever you're considering these rules violations, who you're talking to. Is he an outstanding guy, or is he a guy that kind of fudges the line a little bit? And Conforto has an outstanding reputation, right? You know,
yeah.
I mean, they hope that he can be. So I would think that he didn't try and do what Don Mattingly.
I feel like your credibility
Don Mattingly is accusing him of is blasphemous, and that's defamation of character. And he might want to keep his names out of the quotes before he gets a lawsuit.
I really think your credibility is completely.
but to your point, Alan, like baseball is going to have to be, because I wonder how many of those referees even know that rule.
Umpire.
To the umpire. Mm-hmm. Umpire, and to the extent in which you read it, right? So it's like the rules are sometimes subjective.
That seems like a pretty obvious rule. That's not one that's hard to remember.
But it's subjective, right? And like why he didn't change it, like it wasn't reviewable, right? Once certain part of it is reviewable, and the other part isn't.
All right. But all that being said.
Yes.
The question, of course, is and what Don Mattingly brought up is, what does baseball do going forward? That's fine. But we see this, and you say this, and now all kidding aside, we see this in sports all the time. How many times in the NBA do you see a player draw a foul and maybe it's not a foul?
James Harden.
Right? Like it's clear.
Ginobili.
That's why they have review late in games. See, this wasn't reviewable.
Right.
Which now calls to question the review process.
But then
how come with it, like let's just call it in the eighth and ninth innings and extras, you should be able to, as an umpire, on your own, just say, I didn't see it. Let's make sure. Like now, you're afraid of lengthening games?
Like the basketball
referees. Last 2 minutes.
Yeah, or I'm talking about when they say if there's a flagrant, they go back and they review everything.
Right.
But then the length of the game is going
to
get hard.
But you don't have to always call for review. Like in the NFL, too. Like there's certain plays that it's just – but in the last inning or last 2 minutes of a basketball game, like there are calls that you just want to get right because it does impact winning. So while this might not be reviewable in the first, let's say, 7 innings of the game, mm-hmm. it should be reviewable in the 8th and 9th.
Yeah, I got you. Like last 2 minutes, you have the officials review. That way you get it back in the NFL. They can talk in the air. But it's like one of those things, though. Like they have to advance to that. And this brings up this discussion.
Well,
it may push it towards that. You just never thought that somebody would, in a walk-off fashion. It's never happened before. You never thought anybody in a walk-off fashion would lean into the strike zone and be able to fool the referee. I mean, I don't know why I keep saying referee. Why they're fool the umpire, right? So, I mean, I think we have to make adjustment. I think we have to bring more technology because it's a game of human error, especially for the umpire that's right behind that's right behind home plate. You know, it's tough for them to be able to get it right. They got so many things going on. You know what I mean? And I wonder if he heard him get hit, though. I wonder if that, like, supersedes everything. If he heard the sound of a, 80-mile-an-hour, pitch slider going in and hitting plastic. Because Conforto clearly turned to him like, hey, I got hit. And he probably said, hey, let's go see if you got hit.
Yeah, that is true. I know we have Buster Olney sound on here. Emily, just tell me in my ear, where is the Buster sound? Which one is it? Because I don't see it on.
That they wish there was some mechanism where common sense could take effect. And look, maybe there is. In the rule book, there's this great rule, 801C, which effectively allows umpires to step in and deal with situations that are unprecedented. And the unprecedented part of this is Ron Culpa, as Don Mattingly said, was moving to call this a strike. He indicated it was a strike. Then he indicated that he was hit by the pitch. At that point, you wish there was some way in the replay center that they could say, you know what, we're going to take another look at this and we're going to make sure that we're going to get the call right, because that's the point of replay. And by the way, I reached out to players with other teams last night and asked about what Michael Conforto did. That wasn't viewed by other players as being that big of a deal. It was just a reflex. At worst, he might have the ball sort of doinked against his butt from the Marlins.
Ah, that's the thing. Is his next at bat, is he going to feel it? Who cares? But no,
who cares?
In the NBA, this happens all the time. I'm going to flop and try to get a foul call. Like, so we just accept it. So I don't hold anything against Conforto. Nothing at all. But I do think, again, and that's interesting what Buster said there, 801C in the rule book, where an umpire can review it if he's not sure. So it's just bizarre. It's sports. These things happen. It's the human error. I have no problem with it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If anyone else has a take or a complaint or anything else about it, I don't. I got to be honest with you. I don't. I don't think it's that big of a deal. You know what is a big deal, though? If you're watching the Masters.
Don't say it. He ain't got hawked already.
But by the way, just tune into an AL East battle tomorrow as the Rays host the Yankees. Coverage begins 12:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. And we'll see if Aaron Judge,
general soreness,
is in the lineup.
That's gonna be huge. I mean,
if he's not, everybody's gonna freak
and
out
then, well,
tonight.
And, yeah, because then we're gonna say, well,
yeah, this new series
said?
Begins down in Tampa. All right. So you asked a question of Michael Collins that we spoke with him this morning on KJZ. Because, who is it?
It's Josh Rose.
Justin Rose. So many names in my head right now. I was about to say Justin Fields, and I had to stop myself.
Justin Rose, man.
Justin Rose got off to a four-shot lead. Everybody else had a hard time yesterday at the Masters as the greens were, as they say, crispy.
A little crisp.
Crispy.
A little fast.
And he just was right on. I mean, took a four-stroke lead. To begin round two today. And you asked Michael Collins if it's a big enough lead for him to now win the tournament. And Michael Collins made a face at you.
Yeah, he looked at me like, come on, Willis.
He gave you the gas face.
What you talking about, Willis?
And it was hysterical. He's like, what did he say? That's like saying, was it the first quarter? Like, you have the lead in the first quarter,
and that means you're
going to win?
Score 2 touchdowns. Listen, I just thought that maybe, it was going to take a while for them to adjust, and it's going to be supposed to be some type of weather later.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That makes the golfers have to adjust again to the course.
Right.
Because, of course, they were adjusted to the course today, but he should know how to play the course better because he's been playing on it. He guessed right. And I thought maybe because it was going to be weather, so that'd be 2 days where you have golfers adjusting to the new conditions. And maybe, just maybe, it could have been enough for him to hold it off.
Yeah, maybe.
I didn't know the team was going to go, the field was going to go in a 10-0 run, a 20-0 run. That very intense.
You didn't know the Rockets were going to miss 21 straight threes?
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
You know what I'm like, well, you got to leave. Like, hey, can you keep it? Can you hold on to it for longer than 6 hours?
Do you want to know where Justin Rose is now on the leaderboard?
where
this shows you how fast things change.
Indulge me.
Not only in the major, but especially at Augusta.
Indulge me.
Right now.
Did they find a squirrel? That's what I want to know. Have anybody found a damn squirrel?
Right now, I just want to update it to make sure that I have the very latest. I believe Justin Rose is through 9. Ron Burgundy? Yeah. So through 9 holes. Today, remember yesterday he was -4. And he had that great run. What is he? Was he -9 through, there was like a run of like 7 holes. He was just insane. Well, through 9 today, he's +3. Yeah. So his lead now.
Choke artist.
Yeah. His lead now, his lead is down to 1. He's -4. And then you've got about, Weisberger, Harmon, Matsuyama are all 3 under.
What was DeChambeau?
And then
Happy
Leishman's
Gilmore.
2 under. So, yeah. You see, it just shows you how quickly this can just disappear. I'm sorry. The face that Collins made.
I don't know how he made his eyebrows go like this way.
Yeah, because he couldn't believe it. He was just like, you asked me what?
I can't do it.
You asked me what?
Something like that.
But that's the reality. And really, again, more of the reality is the favorites. This, I feel like when people bet on golf, I mean, you must really know something. Like, you've got to know golf.
Yeah.
Because it's so hit or miss day to day, let alone just one major.
Yeah.
And the Masters especially, because you played in the fall, you can't read anything off what happened in the fall, like Dustin Johnson.
How's my friend Rory McIlroy doing? How's he doing?
Rory? We'll have to check that. I can check the leaderboard for you if you'd like. But the point is that Dustin Johnson could play so great in the fall, and as we've learned, it's a completely different game in Augusta in the fall compared to the spring.
Yeah, the conditions, right?
Yeah, of course. Different season and the different conditions and everything like that. So while Justin Rose has the day that he had yesterday, everybody else completely bombs. Bryson DeChambeau, how many times is he going to show up at Augusta and talk about how, I got something special for you this time around? And now, like he's become Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Like, you just keep telling us how great you're going to be, and we don't see it. Hey. Like that's to me the most compelling thing about this weekend. So Rory still, is he +4? He's 4 over. Yeah, then I'll give you some tee times for today. And again, coverage is on ESPN Plus right now. At 3 o'clock, it carries over to ESPN. Let's get some tee times for you here. Yeah, Spieth's underway right now. Right, where are we now? We've got 12. All right, so we're a little after 12. So, yeah, Harmon just teed off, and he's up on the leaderboard. Matsuyama's also up there, so he's at 1 o'clock. We keep an eye on where he is. Brooks Koepka, by the way, he can't even bend his knees to bend over. You see him? Somebody put up a picture of him bending over to pick up a ball.
General Sortis.
Dude, straight up looks like an A-frame. He's like the Tin Man. His waist only bent.
He needs to get that thing that they have when they pick up trash. Pick his ball up. The little gun.
Yeah, right. Dustin Johnson's at 130. 136 is his tee off. Rory's at 148. That's your favorite guy. That's what we've got. Let's see. Yeah. Well, that's where it's at. Bryson must have been earlier today? He must have been early today. But that's still what's going on in Augusta. And the fact that the greens were so fast yesterday and the lead can disappear in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
That is why it's special. That's why the Masters is much different than everything else, no doubt about it. You are speaking of, as the weather was beautiful yesterday down there, it was gorgeous. It made you feel like spring. Do you know that there's a new weather report out right now, Bart? Did you hear about this?
I feel it. You know,
do you know? I know you feel the weather here in New York, but I'm telling you that apparently there's a storm coming in the NBA.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes. One of the great meteorologists in NBA history warned us of a storm coming.
Oh, wow. Should I go out and buy some canned soup and some canned spam?
Yeah, I think you need to go out and buy spam. Be a prepper. Yeah.
I'll go buy spam.
You need to be a prepper. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. So we'll tell you about the weather report. A storm coming in the NBA. Who is warning us of it and why? I wish we knew why. But first, Bart, you ready?
From HelloFresh.
Has this from HelloFresh.
Get a true, real break with HelloFresh. HelloFresh lets you skip the grocery store, the crowds, the traffic, and the hassle without sacrificing delicious meals. These are whole recipe, these are whole restaurant quality meals made with fresh pre-proportioned ingredients that can prepare in as little as 20 minutes. HelloFresh sends you all the ingredients right to your door and delivers them contact-free. With more than 25 chef-created recipes to pick from each week, you'll never run out of meals to try. Go to HelloFresh.com/Bart12 and use code Bart12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Bart12 at HelloFresh.com/Bart12. I need to go buy some tissue. A storm is a-coming. We'll discuss it after this.
Bart and Han.
And LeBron is hurt.
He stepped on the back of his leg.
Oh, LeBron is writhing in pain on the ground. This is not good.
LeBron's a very motivated person. If he goes out and misses an extended period of time here, well, that would remove him from the MVP conversation.
If he's healthy and they're one of the top eight teams in the conference, you got a great shot at going to the NBA Finals.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. I know we've been kind of following this story, Bart, this week.
This entire week, yeah.
And, kind of hearing different things and rumors, but nothing really confirmed about DMX. But the family just put out a statement, a family or actually his management team put out a statement confirming DMX has passed away. Those are big fans of him. His birth name's Earl Simmons, by the way.
Yeah.
Passed away at the age of 50 at a White Plains hospital. His family by his side. Obviously had a lot of problems that he was dealing with, some demons, and this time it got him.
It's always sad news, and I think with the creation of Versus, I think we've had an appreciation for our heroes and our legends. We just had the Isley Brothers versus Earth, Wind, and Fire, and what that brought people together. Because music brings people from all different genres, worlds, life, walks of life together. Mm-hmm. And DMX was that. He was a guy that had his demons, but I thought that people saw themselves, or they saw their uncle, or they saw that person that dealt with that. You know, as we know, especially me being born in the 80s, you know, people with substance abuse and what that journey is like and how that struggle can be. But we had just had a lot of joy. You know, he had gained a lot of weight, and we saw him on Versus with Uncle Snoop. Mm. It was a celebration, and you are hoping that he can get his life together. Unfortunately, he succumbed to, you know, the addiction, and we lost a good one, man. And like all things, you know, time for self-reflection. You know,
yeah.
We all have friends that we see, you know, battle with things.
Yeah.
You know, lean out to them and extend that olive branch, but going far too soon.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And there's, a lot of people that, you know, that's a name, that's a brand, that's a personality that pretty much everybody knows of. And it's one of those things where all you can hope is that the loss of one life might save another just by, reading the story and understanding just how serious addiction can be. So just wanted to pass that news along. Also, some other news along is it's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. The number is 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Before we get to a weather report in the NBA, let's go to Reed, who's in South Illinois. Reed?
Hey, guys. Hey, I just want to throw my opinion out there about the Michael Conforto play.
Yeah.
Personally, I think maybe it's just because I'm a diehard Cardinals fan. I can't speak for any other sport, but for the MLB, you should definitely, any play that's going to change the outcome of the game, you need to review that. I don't care. It's cut and dry. That's just my opinion. That's strictly just my opinion. I mean, I can't speak for flopping in the NBA, but as far as the MLB goes, there's no play that's going to change the outcome of the game that shouldn't be able to be reviewed.
Well, again, and in the NBA, they do review it late in the game. That's the thing, Reed. Thanks for the call. I mean, you do review certain plays late in the game, and you can call for it, but that's one that, for some reason, hit by pitch is not something, because normally a hit by pitch is pretty
obvious. It's not like hit by
pitch. It will be today when Conforto takes, right?
Like, hit by pitch, you're not in the strike zone, right? It's really like hit by pitch.
But sometimes I've seen hit by pitch where it's like the flap of the jersey gets grazed by the ball, which I feel like that's a bit of, ball should hit your body.
You should have a wilt.
Shouldn't it hit your body? It should hurt.
Yeah, it should hurt. It's like, oh, whew.
Like, that's really how it should be. But I don't know. Like I don't think it's. I wouldn't say Conforto did anything wrong. I just feel like for the league, there's a part of the game where you have to say this should be reviewed. Like, you have the technology, an umpire should just take it upon himself to say, you know what, let's look at that.
Yeah, just look at it.
Like, I should have the authority as the home plate umpire, as the crew chief.
Call
maybe
time
the crew chief
call
should
time
be that
out,
guy,
call
right?
Time
yeah.
Out. Like, you talk to
let's
each
make
other,
sure.
And let's get it together, man. Like, let's make sure that we get it the right way.
Right.
It didn't happen, but, you know, it'd be funny to see if it's any retribution tonight if somebody, you know, plucks them a little bit. You know, baseball has different rules. And it's, like, funny, man. It'd be funny, like, if they barely get him, he just lay out and they have to come. Like, he just lay there like,
and they just pretend.
Oh.
I didn't hit him. No, I didn't. Hopefully an umpire even walks away and goes, nah, you good. Get back
sorry.
In the box.
Sorry, I see that.
Like, that hit me right in the back. Nope, didn't see it. That's a ball. So, Bart, they might be reaching for umbrellas in Brooklyn.
I tell you, man.
It might be time to start packing away the canned goods in Brooklyn, because according to LeBron James on his Instagram, he says this, quote, "The weatherman says the weather is changing soon." And it predicts, you know what it predicts?
What does it predict?
It predicts.
Oh, hit that one time. Hit it one. Wait, it predicts what?
It predicts.
I'll be Brooklyn. Like, man, I got a Burberry poncho. Nobody care about your little
Burberry poncho.
nobody care about your little Miss LeBrick.
So he continues on Instagram saying that the thunderstorm
this
is
this dude always
is
has
coming.
To make it. He always has to make it about himself, man.
Folks, prepare and take the proper caution and measures to stay safe.
We gave Kevin Durant 2 days. Just 2 days of just patting him on his back. Like, man, this dude is pretty awesome. Like, he might be one of the best. And LeBron can't handle somebody else being praised for 2 damn days, man. Like, come on, man. Like,
true.
Quit making everything about you.
Is that really Space what you Jam. Think this is about?
Yes.
You think this is...
LeBrick James.
You think this is about LeBron sees that KD came back and everybody's going like, oh,
nationally.
Here comes Brooklyn.
Okay.
Oh, and KD's yes. this. And we're arguing about whether he's the most unstoppable
score.
Player in the history of the game. No one ever brought up LeBron. Everybody's like, oh, Kareem, Wilt, Michael,
yep.
Kobe. Did anyone ever call us and say... I think LeBron's the most... Nobody says that.
Right.
So you're telling me that LeBron is somewhere sitting around listening to ESPN radio. He's like...
He's listening to ESPN. He's listening
like
to
this.
First Take. He's listening
like
to
it.
Get Up. And he's listening to us on KJZ. And he's listening to us here,
right.
You know, on Barton Hahn.
Yep.
And it was the narrative on every station about Kevin Durant and just how crazy efficient he was.
And how Brooklyn's loaded. They're loaded. Right. They've got all these stars. And their bench is better than the Laker bench. And all this is going. And then LeBron takes the Instagram.
It's a storm
and he
coming.
Said, there's a storm coming.
What? What do you think he is rating? This ain't Mortal. I know Mortal Kombat comes out. I know Mortal Kombat comes out April 16th.
Yeah, it does.
Free plug, right?
Yeah.
But come
I just
on,
want
man.
A fair chance, man.
Stop it, man. You're not controlling the weather, LeBron. Just,
so you're not buying this. You think this is all about LeBron making it about himself.
That Ain't it always about it? Ain't that what Space Jams is? Let me take my production company and remake the most iconic Michael Jordan movie of all time. You know, the first merger between kind of like animation. What Roger Rabbit was after that or before that. But it was like it was a movement, right? It was a vibe. It was cool. The first time we saw animation like
with real people.
Yeah, with real people. And
Michael Jordan became
and LeBron was like, out of all the movies he could have remade.
What movie would you, if LeBron wanted to make a basketball movie, maybe remake one, what should he have made?
White Man Can't Jump. He should have been Sidney Damn Dean.
Wow.
And that would have been dope. That would have been dope. Him as Sidney Dean.
Who'd be Billy Hoyland?
It would be Brent Berry.
Brent Berry?
No, I'm just saying.
He can dunk. We know that already.
who would it be?
That was good, though, that you came off the top of your head with Brent Berry.
Yeah, yeah. But you know,
like. Do you need, like, a current NBA player? Like, who should it be?
He can get like Logan Paul.
Kevin Love?
No, it got to be an actor. It can't be, remember, let's get like
But LeBron, you said LeBron was going
to
play.
Yeah, just because he got the Sidney Dean.
He has to be in the movie?
Yeah, and he got the Wesley Snipes type of face. You know what I mean? Like the head, like he can get the little flip hat.
Remember, LeBron's 6'8". You can't get just some actor because most actors aren't even 6 feet.
But Sidney Dean could ball, though, so it don't matter. Sidney Dean was not the problem. He could dunk. He can do everything that LeBron would be able to do easy. We just got to find him the chump, man.
Find him the chump.
Wait, Justin Bieber as the chump.
Actually, Justin Bieber can ball.
That's why he can be able to play it because Billy Hoyle, you know, Woody Harrelson could jump. So let Justin Bieber be Billy Hoyle.
All right. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Can be Rosie Perez.
Oh, Billy, you're so stupid.
Words that start with Q. How much do you love me, Billy? How much do you love me?
She was amazing in that
movie.
Yes,
she was, man. Yes.
I'd love to get some calls and also tweets on this at Barton Hahn. What movie should LeBron have made if you feel like Space Jam is like too close to trying to outdo Michael Jordan once again?
Yeah.
So Bart says it should be White Man Can't Jump, which I actually love that idea.
That'd have been dope.
You get a whole bunch of NBA players in that movie,
That'd
too.
That'd have been dope. Who would have been Raymond? Boogie Cousins could have been Raymond. Give me the good. Boogie, is that you? Come on, man. Come in here with this gut. Man, I got some chumps around the corner, man. How much you giving for me? I give you $600. Now you robbing me, man.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We'll ride calls coming up in the next segment. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are Bart and Hahn. We are coming to you live from Seaport District at Pier 17. Look at this beautiful studio. You can see it on ESPN Plus.
You're welcome, LeBron, because I just gave you your next
We are brought
idea.
To you by Chase. So calls coming up. We'll get into an interesting contrast of Zach Wilson and Justin Fields' takes by some experts that are creating a lot of intrigue at the very top of the NFL draft. That's coming up at the top of the hour. It's when you hear these I really think like you don't know what to believe anymore. But I know Bart has a great take on it as well. So that's coming up. We do have your calls, but first Bart has this from ZipRecruiter.
The football offseason is always wild with all the trades, free agent signings, new coaches hires, teams. Have to be excited for the upcoming season. If you want to hire the people that you are really excited about, team up with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter matchmaking technology finds people with the right experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post their job on ZipRecruiter gets a qualified candidate within the first day. To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to this exclusive website address. This web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Bart. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Bart.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. The dancing is for free. Brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. You can tell it's a Friday. That's how we're all feeling today. The tweets, by the way, this is great. So 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. As we were talking about, LeBron put out an Instagram post is warning of a storm coming. A storm. And he's referencing, of course, he and Anthony Davis eventually coming back. And Bart just feels like it's a thirst thing all the time because we were talking so much about Kevin Durant that LeBron wanted to get himself back in the conversation. I'm not sure, but we'll see. But so anyway, when we said now he's making a movie, Space Jam, he's doing basically a Space Jam. Yeah.
They didn't ask him. They didn't ask him to do it. He used his production company. See, I think that's the important part. Nobody asked him, hey, man, we're doing Space Jam. We see you in the same light as Michael Jordan. Can you do a movie? No. He decided to try and make the new generation forget about MJ by seeing his movie if they haven't seen Space Jam.
If that really what he's doing. So some of the tweets we're getting, first of all, we did get one tweet that said that, you know, Conrad told us that Space Jam is not a remake. It's a part two.
Come on, man.
Yeah, say no more. Just come on, man. We'll work there. Then we said, well, what movie if he's going to remake a good basketball movie, what should it be?
Yeah.
And somebody suggested White Man Can't Jump.
I suggested White Man Can't Jump.
Someone did. And so White Man Can't Jump is a great idea. And then we're like, all right, well, who plays Billy Hoyle? And we were kicking around like maybe some actors, but I want to make sure I get the right person, because here it is. TJ said Luka Doncic.
That'd actually
be really funny.
Yeah.
Because he's European, so it adds that other flavor to it. But he can he can ball, but he's got to fake jump. That he can't, because that's the whole thing is that he pretends that he sucks.
And he can eat McDonald's, and he can have his dad buy. That'd be easy for him to get in character.
Yeah, that's definitely that part of the character. Bill, by the way, said that it should be Alex Caruso.
That's funny, man.
That one's good.
And they should let him not shave his head for maybe like three, a week. So I have it all spiced up.
And then we were asking, well, who plays Rosie Perez's character? Because she was so wonderful in the movie.
And I said Ariana Grande, but during the break, we got a much better one that's right on topic.
I want to see if I can read this right. Is it Mount Treverest? He said Cardi B.
That'd be funny.
Just because of the voice.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
And the mannerisms, and the swag, it could be hysterical. Although it's very hard to replace Rosie Perez. We love her.
Billy.
But that would be that would be funny. So we're just taking different ideas. And another movie that LeBron should do, just to avoid the whole Michael Jordan parallel thing that just never, it seems to be never ending. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We go to Roland in Michigan. Roland.
I mean, the right answer is like Mike. Knock out two birds with one stone and make people remember that KD tried to do a remake that was so bad.
Oh, what was that called? That movie that KD did with the ball?
Thunderstruck. Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck, that's right, when he was with the Thunder. Roland, thank you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was not a great.
If you want to go hard and get some street cred, man, if you go above the rim. Oh.
Yeah, let's see.
He could be birdie, though.
Let's go.
Straight bunks, B.
Robin Inglewood, Rob.
Yes. I think it already been said, but the movie that I would say is Above the Rim. But since that one is already taken, I think they should do a twist with him and his son. They should do another Blue Chip.
Oh, a He Got Game you're talking about, right, with him and Bronny? Because that's literally what happened there. Thank you, Rob. No, we got to run. But that's another thought. You know, because it was Denzel and Ray. Denzel and Ray Allen, but you do it where it's in L.A. instead.
Yeah.
A lot of good hoopers in L.A. It's a good story there as well.
These ideas are fun.
That's why I love our listeners, man. These are great ideas. So we'll keep the calls rolling, we promise. Maybe. We'll do that. But the contrast now between Justin Fields and Zach Wilson, different takes. You'll hear them, and Bart will give his reaction coming up next.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.